However doomed and hopeless the occupation of the post office appeared to the Irish people, was quickly forgotten when Pierce, Connolly, and their associates were executed. Then it became a matter of a blood sacrifice. And this sacrifice led, in a matter of a very few years, to enormous political pressure on the British, until Lloyd George was compelled to yield to the Irish leadership of Michael Collins and Eamon de Valera, who proclaimed the creation of a free Ireland. The effect on Yeats was profound. In a poem called 16 Dead Men, he commemorated the executed men as genuine martyrs whose sacrifice would last forever in the Irish consciousness. Actually, the number of the executed was 15. But Yeats added the name of Roger Casement to that number. Roger Casement, a knighted and retired British official, had arranged for a delivery of arms by ship from Germany to the Irish volunteers. Casement was arrested, tried, and hanged for high treason, and the German ship was scuttled off Bannistrand in County Kerry. In the poem, Yeats ranks all 16 men in the pantheon of Irish heroes, along with Lord Edward Fitzgerald and Wolfe Tone, and prophesies how their sacrifice will keep the dream of freedom alive.
Oh, but we talked at large before the 16 men were shot. But who can talk of give and take, what should be and what not, while those dead men are loitering there to stir the boiling pot? You say that we should still the land till Germany's overcome. But who is there to argue that now Pierce is deaf and dumb? And is there logic to outweigh MacDonough's bony thumb? How could you dream they'd listen, that have an ear alone for those new comrades they have found, Lord Edward and Wolfe Tone, or meddle with our give and take, that converse bone to bone?